and welcome to A Cultural Podcast, a podcast about culture and art. I am Delenda, your host, and today I'm going to talk about the TV Land comedy series Younger, starring Sutton Foster. The show returned with its fourth season on June 28th, and I wanted to take a trip down memory lane with where season 3 left off, as well as sharing my opinion on the season 4 premiere and my predictions for season 4 in general. Just a quick note, this podcast has been recorded before the second episode aired. But before I get to Younger, I want to talk about some significant culture news that we had in these past few days. First of all, a Downton Abbey movie production has officially been confirmed for 2018. I am really excited about this because Downton is the first series that really got me into period dramas and all kinds, whether it be movies or series. And even though I was a little disappointed, no, not a little, very disappointed in some of the decisions they made with some characters, which I know were made because of the actress's decision to leave, I always remained attached to the story, and the finale left me feeling like there was still something more to tell in regards to some characters, particularly Lady Edith, who is, let's say it, at least for me, she is the Crawley who has had the hardest time finding herself and finding happiness, so I hope the movie focuses more on her. The second news that I want to mention is the trailer release for Black Panther, which is the first Marvel with mostly black actors movie, which will be out in February of 2018.
Tell me something. What do you know about Wakanda?
It's a third world country.
Textiles, shepherds, cool outfits.
All the front. Explorers have searched for it. Called it El Dorado. They looked for it in South America. But it was in Africa the whole time. I'm the only one who's seen it. And made it out alive.
I think this new production is a testament to the inclusiveness and progressiveness in big productions in Hollywood, especially after this big controversy that happened last year in 2016 with this whole boycott of the Oscars when so many actors of color were snubbed. I am personally not a fan of blockbusters, as I tend to think that there seems to be more investment on special effects and other post-production elements rather than the plot itself, but I am still curious to see this one, especially with the big names that have been announced, such as Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Lupita Nyong'o, and Danai Gurira, just to quote a few. And the soundtrack sounds amazing as well, so yay! And the final news that I want to mention, which is for me the most exciting one, is the return of Sense8. Sense8 is back because a 2-hour movie has been announced and scheduled for 2018. Lana Wachowski announced it via a heartfelt letter a few days ago, following the devastating news of Sense8's cancellation. There have been so many pride parades across the world celebrating Sense8, and I don't think I have seen more love for a show as I have for Sense8. And the fact that the cancellation was announced on the very first day of Pride Month reinforced the movement in favor of a pickup for season 3 or even a final movie. And whether it was in France, in the US, in Italy, in Brazil, Sense8 was very much celebrated and present in the spirits of the marchers who sang What's Up, which has definitely become a global anthem for the Sense8 fandom. So I think the fact that Sense8 will be back, it's a powerful message that is being sent, because it means that no one can remain defeated in front of a corporation or any other kind of powerful body. And I also know that there have been many fans complaining about the movie just being a two-hour movie, actually. And but I think there is something that we must notice, is that Lana Wachowski, she didn't say two-hour final, she said two-hour special. So who knows? I think personally, maybe if more people discover and watch Sense8 before the movie is released on Netflix, maybe the powers that be will reconsider the decision and maybe give it a full new season, who knows? But anyway, now we can speculate on what is going to go down.
You want a war? We'll give you a war.
How long would Wolfgang be kept by BPO? Will he and Kala go to Paris together? Will Sun finally kill her brother? There are so many questions left unresolved, so I am so looking forward to it. But now, let's get to the main topic of this week's podcast, i.e. Younger. The show returned on June 28th with a fourth season. But first, I'm going to start with a little recap. So Younger tells the story of Liza Miller, who is a freshly divorced 40-year-old mother of one from New Jersey. And she decides to move to New York with her BFF Maggie, but is soon struggling to find a job in publishing. As a consequence, she decides, or at least she is encouraged by her friend Maggie, to lie about her age by pretending to be 26, which will get her a job as a marketing assistant to Diana Trout, who is the intransigent head of marketing of one of New York City's major publishing houses, Empirical Press, which is owned by Charles Brooks. So Liza thrives in her job and finds herself indispensable to Diana Trout whilst bonding with Kelsey Peter, who is a young editor determined to leave her mark at Empirical. Liza meets Josh, who is a tattoo artist who is actually 26. They start dating, they develop feelings for each other until things get serious, and Liza has no choice but to be honest and tell him the truth about her real age and about her having a daughter.
Oh my God, I love you.
I love you too. I mean it.
You do?
Yeah. I mean,
You're smart and you're beautiful, and I love how you're just game for anything. I love how I feel when I'm around you. I love you.
I love you too, Josh. That's why I have to tell you this. I'm a 40-year-old mom from New Jersey.
I totally know how you feel. Sometimes I feel like I'm a 90-year-old fisherman in Japan.
No, I mean it. I'm not in my 20s. I really am 40.
After breaking up and making up, Josh decides his feelings are stronger than what Liza thinks is best for him, and they resume a happy and loving relationship. At work, Liza's multiple talents will not go unnoticed by her boss, Charles, who will start developing feelings for her. And by the end of season 3, we were shown that those budding feelings were not unreciprocated because they got close on a work trip and they shared a passionate kiss. No, I'm sorry, not one, two passionate kisses. And oops, the second one was witnessed by Josh, who left heartbroken as he was about to propose to Liza.
Oh my God, this song. It was my babysitter's prom song.
You were really close with that babysitter.
Yeah, right.
This is the song that was playing the first time that Tori Stevens and I... I'm telling you way too many stories about myself.
No, not at all.
You sure?
Yeah, I like hearing them.
I like you.
The season ended on Liza, pretty much lost and having to deal with all the mayhem happening in her life. And Josh seems over Liza, or at least does a great job at pretending to be, calling her names such as liar and cheater and ouch. And Liza finally tells Kelsey the truth, and we were left hanging until season 4.
I'm not 26. I'm going to be 41 in a few weeks.
I don't understand.
Then let me explain.
When I started watching this show, I was so into it, like so into it, because it had the perfect ingredients to make you spend a nice, chilling time at home, especially during, you know, those winter months when it's just cold and gloomy outside. You just want to hang out in your bed in your PJs with some hot chocolate and something fun to binge watch. And Younger was the perfect show for that during the first 2 seasons, especially. And I really loved how we were exposed to the reality of the job market for people over a certain age because, yeah, despite being skilled and qualified, they are not considered cut out for the job because of their age, which seems shallow and unfair. Especially Liza. Liza is only 40. It's not as if she was in her 50s or in her 60s, so I think it's really ridiculous that she judged someone based on their age and not on their skills and experience. What also drawn me is, of course, the developing relationship between Liza and Josh, who is actually the age she pretends to be. Because we know how much Liza sacrificed her life as a woman in favor of an undeserving husband, and that she chose to dedicate herself as a woman. She chose to dedicate herself to raising her daughter to the detriment of her professional ambitions and personal life. And I think the introduction of Josh served to make her live that life she never got to live. And the fact that Josh still loves her and still wants to pursue a relationship, something serious with her despite her age and despite her having a daughter, I think it really makes him a keeper. Like, Josh is a keeper. But I don't know why, but apparently love triangles is a trope that screenwriters feel the need to introduce all the time. Like, in any story, we must have a love triangle, even when it's not always necessary. But I'm going to say it, I am willing to give this love triangle in Younger a small break, because I like the character of Charles, who, you know, embodies this, you know, perfect husband material for Liza, at least on the surface, because we don't know that much about him, but still, he is successful, he is charismatic, he appreciates, he encourages Liza in her career, and cherry on the cake, Charles's daughter loves Liza, like she adores Liza. And so far, Charles has not been portrayed as, you know, this kind of cliche image of this manipulative boss taking advantage of his position. In fact, I really appreciated how sorry he was after he kissed Liza, and when he saw that Josh was about to propose, when he saw the "Will You Marry Me" written in red roses. So, yes, and also, I did not feel like we needed an external love interest for Charles in the character of Rada, because to me, it was only a way to manifest some kind of jealousy on Liza's part whilst she was with Josh, which to me was useless.
Charles!
Rada, this is a colleague of mine, Liza Miller.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
Oh, you too.
And what do you do, Miss Empirical?
Oh, I'm just an assistant.
She's being modest. Liza's co-running our millennial imprint. How did it go today with those internet stars?
The stupid girls.
A favor to our new investor, young guy in tech. And Liza's imprint is the shiny penny that keeps him interested in Empirical.
That's me. Shiny penny.
Actually, I want to talk to you about something that Bryce said today.
Liza!
Hi. Figured I'd hit the bar before we go in.
Josh, you remember Charles?
Yeah. Nice to see you again.
You too. This is Rada.
Pleasure.
If they felt the need to write a Liza-Charles love story, they should have done it when Liza was not with Josh, because it only makes her, the main character we are supposed to root for, it makes her antagonistic. Because when you have a guy like Josh who is supportive, who is loving, who is caring, who is protective, what's to dislike about him? Like, what is not to love? We girls are so complicated sometimes. I mean, when things are easy, we need to make them hard. Like, we have to complicate everything, even when they're easy. After watching the promotional videos for season 4 and the season 4 premiere, I can tell there are several things that I'm going to dislike about where the plot is heading. First of all, we need to talk about Kelsey. Now, season 3 ended on Liza telling the whole truth to Kelsey, and from what has been shown from season 4 so far, it looks like Kelsey is going to make her pay for all the lies, and she's going to go to such lengths that it really comes across as really childish, and the excerpts that I have seen so far make her reactions look over the top. I get why Josh would be hurt and upset, because he was lied to once, he forgave Liza, but then he was lied to again, and this time cheated on. Kelsey has been portrayed as this female colleague slash friend that you enjoy having at your workplace, and who is working with you and not against you. And it doesn't seem like she is even going to try to understand why Liza had to lie about her age and background. I mean, the only thing that Kelsey could blame Liza for, to me, it's the death of her soon-to-be husband, Thad. And even that is arguable in my opinion, but that is another topic for another podcast. I get that Liza, to quote Kelsey, broke her heart, and I understand why she is upset now, and that she needs some time alone, but it seems like she's going to act bitter for a while. And I just want to say, Kelsey, be an adult and take the high road. Like, really. Girl. Take the high road. And the season 4 premiere ended on Liza finding out that Kelsey has moved in with Josh. Like, yeah, Josh. Like, Liza's ex, Josh. Which make it seem like they're going the ex-boyfriend dates your former friend but still a colleague route, and it just seems cliche and distasteful in my opinion. I think it would have come across as more believable if Josh were with a totally new female character or even an ex at this point, like anyone but Kelsey. And also, what is up with Kelsey and her housing adventures? I mean, I know that housing in New York City is crazy expensive and that you should at least have one roommate to split the rent, but Kelsey is a young editor. She has her own imprint. Surely she earns a more than decent salary, which could enable her to rent a small place. But what do I know? I have never lived in New York City. Whatever. I also want to talk about Liza and Charles in season 4. It seems like they're finally going to act on this mutual attraction. And I don't know how to feel about this, because even though Charles has never taken advantage of Liza's inferior position at work, it seems like it's going to be played as the boss sleeping with the assistant in the stacks without anyone knowing about it. And we know that this type of situation is only temporary. Which brings out the following questions. Is this just an attraction, or do they have feelings for each other? Is Charles willing to compromise his position of boss in favor to pursue a relationship with Liza? Are they going to come out as a couple? And if so, how are Diana and Kelsey going to react to their boss being with a supposedly 26-year-old? I personally think that Charles knows that Liza is not the age she says she is, because they were shown connecting multiple times on different subjects, whether it be literature, music, or the way she sees life in a very wise way. And every time Liza came up with excuses of how she would know those things from another generation, you could see Charles be intrigued, and who can blame him? Like, there's no way you can be 26 years old and know all of these things.
I don't know if the mother's in California, the girls haven't seen her for months.
Yeah, Nicole told me. It's rough.
Yeah, it's a mess.
That's okay. Messes make people interesting.
They do.
Yes, the messier the better. Name any great artist.
Beethoven.
Alcoholic father.
Kurt Vonnegut.
Searching. Okay, keep going.
Jonathan Franzen.
Oh, messy divorce.
Woody Allen.
Please. Vonnegut, mom committed suicide. Boom.
So now we're taking pleasure in other people's misery?
No, we're taking solace in other people's misery, and we should do it frequently in order to maintain our sanity.
You sure you're 26?
So for season 4, I have several predictions for this new season, which are the following. So I think, yes, Liza and Charles are finally going to get together. They will have their honeymoon period when everything is perfect. They find out that they have even more in common than they thought they had. I think Liza is going to tell him the truth. Maybe not right now, but maybe in the middle of the season she's going to tell him the truth. But he will not be surprised, because she loves Hemingway, she loves the group Berlin, she sees the world in a much wiser way than someone like Kelsey would. So I don't really see Charles being upset. Since season 5 has already been confirmed, I suppose season 4 will again end on another major cliffhanger. So I think Liza will have to tell the last major character still ignoring the truth, i.e. Diana, her boss. So how will Diana react? Will she fire her, knowing that she's the best assistant she ever had? I really hope not, because their relationship is my favorite relationship on the show, or at least one of my favorites. Diana has her own way of showing it, but she cares for Liza, almost like a daughter. Because remember, Diana still thinks that Liza is 26. And yes, she has a strong temper, but I think it's only a protection. But underneath, she is a generous person. She just suffered a lot in her life, so she really needs to build barriers in order to be, like, you know, untouchable and only let the people she wants to let in. So yes, we know that the cast is going to Ireland soon to film the final scenes for season 4. So who knows, maybe they are going to another book fair. Maybe there are, yes, I mostly think they are going to maybe an Irish book fair. I don't see another reason why they would be traveling so far from America. So yes, I think that Kelsey and Josh will date for a short period of time, but both of them will figure that it's only a reaction to them being hurt by Liza. and they will eventually part ways because, of course, it will make everything awkward. And Kelsey will either have her own place at last, or she will move back in with Lauren. I also think that Liza is going to realize she was only attracted to the idea of Charles, who represented everything her ex-husband never was, but she actually realizes that she wants to be with Josh. Or maybe she will choose to remain single, or maybe she will date other men. In any way, I really hope they don't drag the whole love triangle thingy and they actually focus on Liza's career. Because younger promotes dating with younger people and then not caring because it's 2017. But it also promotes Liza's professional career, and yes, Liza's professional career being reborn and freshened. And it also means that just because you haven't worked in a while, it doesn't mean that your career is dead. And I think younger is a great representation of that, of the work industry, in any industry, like not just in publishing, but in any industry. If you haven't worked in a while, it doesn't mean that your career is dead. So I think younger does a great promotion of that. So yes, even though I'm scared of a lot of things, I am scared of a lot of the storylines of how they're going to be treated, I will still watch Younger because it's still a nice comedic relief, and I still enjoy these characters and enjoy seeing how they have evolved since the first season. And I think the season 4 premiere was still enjoyable. I enjoyed a lot of scenes. I enjoyed Liza's internal conflicts and external with Kelsey. I enjoyed Charles because he really felt bad about what happened in regards to Josh. And I also loved the appearance of Kristen Chenoweth as a guest star because she's a huge Broadway star. I personally discovered her in Glee, and I thought she was hilarious in this episode, flirting with Charles. She was like, yes. He was like, no. She was like, yes, you want it. He was like, no. I thought it was hilarious. So, yes, it was a really a very solid season 4 premiere. So this is pretty much all I had to say on Younger. Now on to my recommendation of the week. So this week's recommendation is going to be a musical one. Shakira recently released her latest album named El Dorado. I was familiar with most of these songs, as most of them are duets that I had previously been released, such as La Bicicleta with Carlo Vives, Chantaje with Maluma, and Come Moi with Black M. So among the new ones, I really enjoy Coconut Tree, which has this kind of a nostalgic and summery feel to it. And there a coconut tree where we create a grown to like Me Enamore simply because I think it's just adorable how Shakira keeps reminding us how much she loves her PK. So overall, I had a really good listening, I spent a really good listening session listening to El Dorado. I think it's perfect, especially for summertime, meaning right now. Whether you're driving on holiday or chilling on the beach, I really recommend it. And what is even more exciting is that Shakira recently announced a global tour, so she's going to visit all her fans from all across the world. And she had been absent from the stage for a little while, so it's really nice to see that she is about to reconnect with her international fandom. ¿Qué? Pregúntale a quien tú quieras. Mira, te juro que eso no es así. Yo nunca tuve una mala intención. Yo nunca quise burlarme de ti. Amigo, ves, nunca se sabe. Un día digo que no, ya otro que sí. Yo soy masoquista. Con mi cuerpo un egoísta. Tú eres puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera. Yo te quiero aunque
como el aire.
No soy de ti ni de nadie. Nadie. Nadie.
And that's about it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you watch Younger, please share your opinions and predictions with me. Don't forget to subscribe to my iTunes channel and leave a comment as well as rating it, preferably with at least 4 stars. My podcasts are published every 2 weeks. So in the meantime, I will be back next time with a new podcast. Take care and bye-bye.
This season on Younger.
You're living with Josh, dude.
We're like in Liza recovery together.
No, first rule of recovery, do not use the L word.
Kelsey is in a position now to make decisions, and I would hate to see you let personal drama get in the way of a promising career.
I love my job, and I think I'm pretty good at it. And if that isn't good enough for you, then maybe this isn't working.
Maybe it's not.
Macmillan is launching its own Gen Y imprint, and we are looking for someone to head it out. Would you be interested?
I am just so grateful that you are in my life.
Why don't you two and all your feelings? Just get it over with already.
You ready to show me some of those two-step moves of yours?
Oh, hell yeah.
Josh and I are friends. That's it.
No, that is exactly how these things always start, dude. Have you seen a single Cameron Diaz movie?
Creeping kills?
Text me when you're free.
Hey, I should be getting off soon.
Oh, I have a feeling you will be.
Can I see you both in my office? It's about Liza.
Liza Miller, right? Jay, Molly, we met at Bonfire.
My mom, line's too long. We'll deal. Did you pay?
Wait, mom?
This is bad, Kelsey.
How could you accuse her like that? This is not her fault.
I honestly have no idea how to handle this.
A happy ending isn't the worst thing to hope for, right?